I'm Charles Lovejoy from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We're glad to come into your home this morning with the Word of God. We pray that something will be said to enrich your learning and cause you to want to obey Christ. This morning our lesson will be coming from Luke the 10th chapter, verses 25 through 37, and also a corresponding scripture in Matthew 22, 35 through 40. And that corresponding scripture, it says Jesus always finds himself with a lawyer tempting him, and we find in these two settings that Jesus is being tempted by the lawyer. And the first one in Matthew 25, 35 through 40, we find that the lawyer tempted Jesus, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, with all thine mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is likened unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets." And notice that. And keep in mind the latter part there. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now we're moving on to the second scripture and where our lesson will come from. And it's in Luke 10, 25 through 37. Again, we find our Savior being tempted by the lawyer. Here the lawyer, according to Luke's gospel, said, "Master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "It is written in the law, readest thou?" He basically said, "You understand and readest thou." And the answer, he answered and said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, with all thine strength, and with all thine mind, and with all, and thy neighbor," add a word again, "and thy neighbor as thyself." Notice that. So we can see again. Our subject this morning for this morning lesson is, who is my neighbor? And the lawyer is trying to tempt Christ. He's trying to trap him. But now Jesus always have a strange way of answering somebody when they come up and ask him a question. Notice he didn't just give him the answer. He gave him something to think about. And that's what we're going to do this morning as we look into the Word of God. Give you something to think about. So Jesus said, he stopped and he said, the man said, but he willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, here's the question, who is my neighbor? And that's our subject. And Jesus, notice that Jesus said, a certain man went down to Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, and which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Lord have mercy. And noting that, and by chance there came down a certain priest. The priest were responsible for the temple, and they were very close to God. But now he said, and a certain priest came by, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Lord have mercy. Shame on him. But now, look, then he goes a little farther. He says, and then, likewise, a Levite, when he was in that place, came and looked on him. Notice they looked on him and passed by on the other side. Shame on him. They had the Levitical priesthood and everything, and you would expect the priest and the Levite, but they were so busy, I think, trying to have church, they forgot to be church. Hello, somebody. Sometimes we're so busy trying to have church, we forget that we are the church. But now, notice, he said, a certain Samaritan came by on his journey, came when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, poured oil and wine on him, and set him on his beast, and brought him to the inn. And took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spending more, I will come and get again and I will repay thee. Now, Jesus still giving him some information. Now, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighborly unto the fellow that fell among the thieves? And notice the lawyer said, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus, go and do likewise. Lord have mercy. Who is my neighbor? Jesus said, go and do likewise. He said, we ought to have compassion on one another. We ought to show love and mercy to one another. Notice there, we go back into Matthew's gospel. He said, the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest. And the second is like it unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Somebody today got neighbors in next door to you. Somebody got neighbors around you. Somebody got neighbors on your job. Somebody got neighbors in the community. Lord have mercy. And somebody got neighbors everywhere. And we won't share the gospel with them. God's gospel is the truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Your death, burial, and resurrection. You see, who is my neighbor? Jesus, the commission for the churches to go out and preach the gospel to every creature all over the universe. Show the gospel to every creature. Bring all of them to Christ. Jesus said there are neither, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ and put Christ on. There are neither Jew nor Greek. There are neither born nor free. There are neither male nor female. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. We ought to go out and search the vineyards and everywhere looking for somebody to tell them about Jesus. Somebody needs to know about Jesus today. Why don't you go and tell them? Why don't you go share the word of Jesus with somebody today? And help them find their way home. Come down to the Smithsonian Church of Christ and join us as we labor together. You ought to obey the gospel. Come before it's too late. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Be added to the Lord's church and be a servant of the Lord. Everyone desires and needs to find their way home in order to their forever home. And as to be with Christ forever, only by way of the church of Christ. Redemption is by way of the church. Forgiveness is by way of the church. If you want to go to heaven, it's by way of the church of Christ. Thank you.